everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. When we were teenagers, we used to let the chips fall where they may. We used to be reckless and love to take risks. We used to be impulsive and full of energy. Yes, we made a lot of mistakes, fooled around and messed things up. Our family and society were okay with that too. They didn't judge us. They didn't even give us the sense of being guilty or being responsible. But now, in our adulthood, things are totally different. The whole society stands against us once we hit 18 years old. They believe that we are grown-ups now and that we need to quit failing and figure out everything, as if things are at the push of a button. They put pressure on us as if each and every decision we make at this age will either lead us to total success or complete failure. Old people need to get over this mentality that prohibits people in their 20s and 30s to take risks and be creative. Old people forget that they had first-hand experience with the lack of a supportive system to uplift them. Old people sometimes focus on the insignificant details that they can't see the forest for the tree. I hope that this message will be an eye-opener for some of them. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, to let the chips fall where they may, is defined as let something happen no matter what happens next. Idiom number two, at the push of a button, is defined as very easily. Idiom number three, unable to see the forest for the trees, is defined as unable to see the whole situation clearly because you're looking too closely at small details. Idiom number four, eye-opener, is defined as something that makes you see or think about something differently. And finally, idiom number five, first hand, is defined as experienced personally. And finally, idiom number five, first hand, is defined as experienced personally. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, focus on is defined as effort. Number two, fool around is defined as to spend time idly or aimlessly. Number three, get over means forget. Number four, stand against is defined as to oppose someone or something. And finally, number five, put pressure on is defined as to try to influence or persuade someone to do something or act a certain way. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later!